The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph is discussing the Kriyas Hatorah and Haftarah of the Daal Parshias, and the Gemara says, "B'shniya Zachar, in the second Shabbos of the Daal Parshias, you lain Parshas Zachar u'maftirin, and the Haftarah is Pakadati. You lain the Haftarah of Pakadati." This is referring to the Haftarah in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tesvav. Koyam Hashem Tzvakas Pakadati Asher Asah Amalek Yisrael. The whole Ma'aseh over there with Amalek and Shaul. Now, how much exactly do you learn from this Haftarah seems to be a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam brings it down. The Rambam says you start from the pasuk pakadati, like the pashas of the Gemara, which is the pasuk of Koyam Hashem, Tzvakas Pakadati Asher Asah Amalek Yisrael, which is Shmuel Aleph, Perkis of pasuk base. That's the first pasuk of the Haftarah. But if you look in the Bujaham and in the Levush, they say differently. They say that you start from the first pasuk of the Haftarah, which is the pasuk of Yerma Shmuel Ashol Oisi Shalach Hashem Shachacha Lamelech Al Amoy Al Yisrael V'ata Shmuel Kol Dibrei Hashem, and now you should listen to Hashem and go ahead and be Mecha Amoik. So they say to start from pasuk Aleph, which is the pasuk where Shmuel tells Shaul that Hashem told me to make you into the Melech. That's the Shitas Abu Jaham and the Levush. Both Shitas are brought down by the Mishnah Berurah and Tuf Reish Pehei. He says Pakadati. The Mishnah Berurah says that's how it is in the Rambam, but the Levush says you start from Yom Shmuel. And the Shaila is, what's the Machlokes over here? What's the Machlokes? Do you start from Pasuk Aleph, Yom Shmuel Shol, and that Hashem sent me to make him into a Melech? Or do you start from Pasuk Beis, Koyam Hashem Tzvakas, Pakadati Asher Asah Melech LeYisrael? And the Chayit Tzarech be a little bit the Shita of the Rambam. Why would you start from Pasuk Beis and not Pasuk Aleph? You're starting from the beginning of the Perek, Perek Tesvav. Why would you skip the first Pasuk and start from the second Pasuk? Parsha says you read from the beginning of the Parsha. So what's the beer in this Machlokes? So I saw a beautiful hasbir from Rav David Cohn Shlita in his Sefer Masas Kapai on Tefillah in Chelik Vav. He says like this. He says there's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Gemara says that the Seder is you make a Melech, then you make a Malek. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, but there's a Machlokes Rishonim Lamaisa. Is it Ma'akiv? Do you need to have a Melech in order to be Mecha Amalek or not? Some Rishonim hold it that it's Ma'akiv, it's the Tafkid, it's the function of the Melech to be Mecha Amalek, so you need to have a Melech in order to be Mekan the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. Other Rishonim argue and they say, no, there's no din on to have a Melech for Mechias Amalek, it's a Mitzvah called Yachid V'Yachid, a Melech is not Ma'akiv, and there is no need to have a Melech at all. So he says that could be the beer that has been this Machlokes Rishonim. If you hold it, there's a din that you need to have a Melech, so it makes sense to include Pasuk Aleph. This that Shmuel says to Shaul, Hashem told me to make him into a Melech, and now go ahead and be Mecha Amalek, that's a chelik of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. The fact that he made him into a Melech is the haschala of the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. Without being a Melech, he can't be Mecha Amalek, and being that the Parsha Zachar is about remembering what Amalek did in order we should be Mecha them, so that's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to know that we have to make a Melech and then be Mecha Amalek, so it's mistaber that that's part of the Kriya Saftar. But the Fidu Rishonim hold that you don't need a Melech for Amalek, so the fact that Hashem told Shmuel to make Shaul into a Melech is not something which is ma'akiv in the mitzvah Mechias Amalek. It's not a chilek in the mitzvah, and therefore Lididan, when we're reading about the mitzvah Mechias Amalek, we don't have to mention that. We don't mention the fact that he made him into a Melech, because that has nothing to do with the mitzvah Mechia, and therefore we bedafka skip Pasuk Aleph and go to Pasuk Beis, Kayim Hashem Tzarkas Pakadati. That is the beginning of the Haftar, which is Nagia to us, because the fact that he became a Melech has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. That's his beer he wanted to say in this Machlek is Yishayim. It's a very nice beer. It just bothered me that Lufi that comes out of Shtigl Steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that you start from Pakadati, from Pasuk Beis, not from Pasuk Aleph, which would mean that he holds that you don't need a Melech to be Mecha Malik. The Melech is not Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah Mechias Amalek, but Mitzad Sheni, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in the beginning, Perek Aleph, it's pretty clear that you need to have a Melech for Mechias Amalek. So Lufi the Rambam, if you do need a Melech, Lechai the Rambam should start from Pasuk Aleph, not from Pasuk Beis. Why does Rambam say to start from Pasuk Beis? Seems to be a shtickle steer in the Rambam, and perhaps he could be miyash of this with the Gemalik Yabir I saw from Rav Nevinsel Shlita. He says in his Sefer Mitzvah Mikol Yofi, and in Yoni Purim, he says a little bit of a different hasbin of Shitas Rambam. He has, because of other kashas, he says that the Rambam holds that yes, you need to have a melech from Mechias Amalek, but that's only the first time. The first time in Klal Yisrael, in order to ever have a din of Mechias Amalek, there has to be a melech that was Nismana. There has to be one time there was a melech that became a melech, referring to Shaul HaMelech. If no one was ever Nismana to be a Melech, there can never be a Mitzvah Mechias Amalek. But once the first Melech was Nismana, once there was a Melech in Yisrael, that's good enough. Now there is a Din Melech, and now in future generations, there's no Chiyuv to make sure that there is a private Melech before every specific, Milchamas Amalek that you're doing. You just have to have it the first time. That's Eilun's Pshat in the Rambam. So Lufi that, which he says himself, that is why the Rambam would start from the second Pasuk, Lufi that would come out that it's not Negev for us today to mention the fact that there was a melech, there was Nismana before Mechias HaMalek. That was a one-time thing. Lemaisa, in our mitzvah today, we don't need to have a melech. So in our kriya today, we're referring to our mitzvah Ladaris, which does not require a melech, and therefore we skip Pasuk Aleph, because that's not part of our mitzvah Mechias HaMalek. The Ram, when he says you need a melech for HaMalek, he's referring to the first time, Bashal HaMalech, then it was necessary to have a melech. But that's not something which is Nagia Ladaris, once he had it once, and therefore the Ram could hold the Bedafka start from Pasuk Beis, not Pasuk Aleph, because Ladaris, there is no din that the melech is ma'akib in the mitzvah Mechias HaMalek.